Listen with me. I will step back and let him lead the way. There's a way of living in the world that is not here, although it seems to be. You do not change appearance, though you smile more frequently. Your forehead is serene, your eyes are quiet, and the ones who walk the world as you do recognize their own. Yet those who have not yet perceived the way will recognize you also and believe that you are like them as you were before. Why? The world is an illusion. Those who choose to come to it are seeking for a place where they can be illusions and avoid their own reality. Yet when they find their own reality is even here, then they step back and let it lead the way. What are the choices is really there to make? To let illusions walk ahead of truth is madness, but to let illusions sink behind the truth and let the truth stand forth as what it is merely sanity. This is the simplest choice that we make today. The mad illusion will remain a while in evidence for those to look upon who choose to come and have not yet rejoiced to find they were mistaken in their choice. They cannot learn directly from the truth because they have denied that it is so, and so they need a teacher who perceives their madness, but who still can look beyond illusion to the simple truth that's in them. What we're going to do is look beyond the illusion that we're going to be bodies within the process of the thinking of ourself. And we're going to look at the idea that the reflection of light that we're getting is actually not real within a world that actually has no reality at all. The line was, I'm going to step back, all right? Now, the recognition that I'm stepping back from what appears to be my formulation is a true statement, isn't it? That is, when I step back, here, let's try it. May I come in? Huh? Is it all right? I'm going to come in for a moment and be a physical body. And I'm going to read you some things that perhaps you weren't quite ready to hear. But I want you to hear them in the sense of the certainty that in the miracle of your mind, what you're getting is a hologram of light, okay, that's just a reflection of what appears to be out there, okay? Do you want to see that with me? Huh? I'm going to step back and let you lead the way. I'm going to step back in the natural process of how you're going to look at yourself within this arrangement. Uh-huh. Now, did you see just a moment ago I was standing there? What I want you to get, that in the process of healing, all right, I am still standing there. What I'm going to try to show you is the totality of the idea that the reflection of your body actually has no reality at all. There. Now you watch me, okay? Because I'm going to read you a natural process of what we call miraculous healing of my body. And I'm going to demonstrate it to you. Listen with me. Listen with me. Listen. All of your memories of conceptual self are only the static, isolated accumulation of momentary forms of non-creative light energy. This world, despite your temporal inventions of objective spatial association, was over a long time ago. You continue to people your own isolation with images of sickness, of pain, and of death that are all only old, ongoing, projected memories of the drama of your own meaningless existence. Each moment, they can but disappear into the nothingness of the great amnesia that is the structural continuum of your own mind. Look, when the eternal love of God threatens your necessity for existence, you call on these characters of conflict to verify your own fearful defense. Yet this body that you think you inhabit is only your own chromosomal memory formulation that at any single moment is totally non-existent and unreal. The continuum of space-time it occupies is only a momentary structure of accumulative projected thought patterns. Okay, it's only a momentary structure of accumulative thought patterns. Now, what I'm going to share with you are some good science evidence of how you actually exist within the body formulation that we've accumulated. All right, now, in the process of doing this, I intend during this video to perform some miraculous healing. All right, can you see it? I'm actually going to perform some healing through the utilization of the mindfulness of you that is actually not connected to your body at all. Can you see that? In other words, the drama that you're getting in the hologram of light that you think represents you is actually not even there, all right? Now, I'm gonna read some more to you, shall I? Would you like to see a little bit? Yeah, here comes the other fellow that's gonna do some of the reading. Now, listen with me to the idea, okay, of how you can actually refocus, okay, the perception of yourself into the idea of your own reality. You wanna hear how this is going to sound? Okay, listen with me. Listen. The astonishing truth of the matter is that at no single moment does your body actually exist at all. There's nothing at all solid or constant about it. Look, 98% of the atoms in your body were not there a year ago. 98% of the atoms in your body were not there a year ago. In other words, what we're saying is that here came, remember I'm called the 80-year-old guy. Actually, what I'm demonstrating to you is the healing capacity to change my mind about how my body works. Now, am I doing something that you are unable to perform within the miracle of your own mind? Why would I? There's nothing physical that I can do about you except the necessity that you admit that the regeneration of your cellular idea will let you see how this works. In other words, 98% of your body wasn't there a year ago. It's constantly being regenerated. Listen. The skeleton that to you seems so solid was not even there 3 months ago. The configuration of the bone cells only seems constant. Atoms of all kind pass freely back and forth through the cell walls, and you acquire a new skeleton every 3 months. I hope you don't mind me reading you this, because the variation of the pitch that some of you just saw makes me actually look a little different than I looked just about 3 minutes ago. Why? I'm actually not different than I was because you carry with you a memory that I'm this 80-year-old guy. You see that? That's why I decided to do a repetition of the idea I'm called a miracle healer. All I really did was reinvest cellularly in what I want to see about my body. In the stem cell research that is being augmented in the human condition, you recognize very aptly that the process of data, of the accumulation of what appears to be yourself, is just undergoing changes. Now, I'll be a skeleton for a moment with you, should I? What I can do, I can generate cellular relationship with reflections of light, and I'll be who you recognize as an 80-year-old guy. The reason I look that way to you is because that's how you're seeing me. Now, what you have to remember is this. Each one of you is actually individual in how he's looking at the other guy. And if you look at him that way, you cannot avoid the construction of yourself in a reflection of light that's going to make you think that I'm actually this 80-year-old guy. Now, okay? Now, you're going to prove it if you want it in a memory pattern that you have of yourself, even though we just read together, that I'm actually regenerating it. What's the difference? I have to do with my mind. The miracle is an indication of the manner in which I rethink my association with myself. Can you see? I'm rethinking the process of my mind. I'm rethinking it in order to get a hologram of a light that you're going to appreciate a little more. You okay? Let's read a little, should we read a little more about the idea that you can miraculously remature within your own mind? Here's what happens. You're going to be able to process the idea of what we term the mind training of A Course in Miracles. It's a required course. There's no question that you're going to reassociate yourself in a cellular idea about yourself. And you can see that it's going to be physical because I'm demonstrating it to you physically. Now, what I'm going to read you now for the next 6 minutes has directly to do with the notation of the possibility that the reflection of light that you're getting will actually change because I know I'm looking differently in the thought patterns of my mind. Now, if you and I exchange ideas in my body form, all we can possibly get are holograms of light that surround us with ideas of how we believe that we look in a body, all right? Now, we just read you, that your body is changing constantly in the idea of what you think it is. All right? Thank you for that. Yes. I just saw you come in. Are you coming in? Now, did you see how you changed? Listen to me. Listen. Your skin is all new every month. You have a new stomach lining every 4 days. The actual surface cells that contact food are renewed every 5 minutes. The cells in your liver turn over slowly, but new atoms flow through them like water in a river course, making a new liver every 6 weeks. The content of carbon, nitrogen, oxygen in your brain cells is totally different today from a year ago. You got that with me? It's totally different. Watch me. What? Now, I'm going to practice a little bit with you and show you how, if you want to do a little healing, those of you who have something fundamentally wrong with you, somebody told you you have a body function, that's something wrong. Okay? Watch me. When I come into this association, I'm actually altering the idea of how I look within my own mind because I'm not letting the body tell me what the reflection of our body association actually is. Everybody got it? That's how that's going to work. Can you see it? Do you see how that's how that body's going to work? Sure. Can you see this? Can you see it? wonder if they can see. Can you see her? Huh? Now you almost spotted her. See, there's a place in you where suddenly somebody's going to appear out of nowhere. This is our entire teaching. This is a Christian teaching of Jesus, who says to you, all you have to do cellularly is recognize that my body functioned till the hologram of light took over and I resurrected in the idea that I was here. Okay? Let's look. Listen with me. Remember what we said? The content of carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen in your brain cells is totally different today than a year ago. All of these body cells are continually demonstrating their universal rejuvenating capacity. But you insist on functioning as a static, non-creative retention. You call it my body. This is my body, of an objective aggregation of mechanical specialization. You're a mechanical specialization of a reflection of light that you believe you are within your body. Okay? This is how you retain the idea in your brain of using the cells in order to be a body without the application of a cellular response that you actually can be, that's actually not connected to your body at all. This is why we have the Course in Miracles. Those of you who have had experiences, and a lot of you have, will be able to understand this. Okay? Let's look at just a little more. Listen with me. Listen. It's impossible to see the bright new world that surrounds you as long as you are hell-bent on retaining and defending your own historic genetic establishment. Why? It becomes, in spatial terms, a massive retention of potential light energy compacted to an incredible density. This is you as a black hole. Ah, but here too at this point occurs a great reversal. The quasar of your reunion follows in a holy instant, in just a second. Remember that every single cell in your body is a complete enfoldment of the universal reality of the entire cosmos. This continuity of body time is not sequential. It's all going on right now. It need not suffer the conflict of sequential memory that requires a continuing direction of separation to retain its linearity unless you demand that it do so. Every organ in your body, produced and stereotyped in the exclusive, specialized redundancy of your genetic self-replication, longs for the freedom of your ultimate experience. It longs for you to be free, okay? Now I'm going to be leaving you, and when I come back, I'm going to look a little different. Shall I tell you why? There's a passage of time in which you are going to be able to, within any reference of going out to the galaxy, can actually control and decide what you want to do within that framework. Okay? Let's finish this. See now how simply you can evolve a continuing, resurrecting body association by staying in the constant moment of your reunion with the eternally creating mind of God. It's occurring spontaneously each moment. It's the only way to heal and be healed. Now we're going to heal. How lovingly the contractual memory of your self-conceived physical body-mind identity and the chaotic projected illusion of form that surround it respond to this miraculous healing process that is the extension of your newly illuminated mind. Here's the process of what's about to happen. The idea that we began this program with, the idea that you can step back, I'm going to demonstrate to you just for a moment within the association you have with yourself. Can I do it? Sure. Here, let me just give you a quick demonstration of it. There's no reason why you can't understand a lesson of our course because I will step back and let him lead the way. I'm going to let a stereotype, all right, of a variation of myself in a different memory time sequence be more real within my identity of myself. Can you see that? Can you see what I intend to do here? I'm going to step back physically and let myself lead the way. Now, those of you out there who are getting some reflection are looking at you there. Now, you may catch glimpses, but you immediately, perhaps even become fearful, because suddenly I can appear here, all right? Now, instead of stepping forward in order to process the data of the correspondence of myself, I step back. I step back. And surrounding me is a ray of light, all right, that's actually not connected to my body at all. It's a ray of light energy, all right, that I can see very plainly is a part of me. Now, you just saw it as a body, yet you finally admitted, we just acknowledged, that it's changing all the time. All you're deciding to do not so much is not be a body, but not to identify yourself within the place that you have seemed to locate yourself when you came into this idea. This is a notation of stepping back, because in the hologram of light, in the idea of the place that you're occupying with the galaxy out there, you may suddenly make a physical appearance of yourself within that arrangement of yourself. Now, some of you are smiling at this 80-year-old guy. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There's no way in my mind. Not only am I not 80 years old in my mind, I'm actually not 80 years old in my body either. What I did in that first 30 minutes was regenerate cellular ideas about myself by the love that I'm feeling for our relationship with your determination to represent the resurrection of your body. That is, within the whole universe out there, you can come. You know perfectly well you're not from here. What Jesus tells you is this: I show up here, I look and I say, why are you representing a body formulation that has no light energy in what you want to do? And he brings about your resurrection. I'm supposed to mention that he doesn't die. Now, the idea that Jesus teaches there is no death, the Son of God is free, is obviously true, because the idea that you use your body to get old are simply indication of the manner in which your brain cell can get old and die. There's no possibility you're going to get old. Look at them, they're very beautiful. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I'll see you in just a moment. I will step back and let you lead a miraculous healing idea of your body. I'll see you in just a moment. Here. Now. Okay? I'll step back and let you lead the way. Watch me. There. Now. Now. The process of relieving that is going on. And I'll see you. Just a moment.
a day made. 24 little hours. What the sun and the flowers.
Thank you.
My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm a part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's not going to
happen. You said you were mine.
That will just appear, okay?
Lord, what a difference a day makes.
There's a rainbow before me.
There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy.
I enjoy doing this, you know.
Yes, when you
listen.
Find romance on your menu.
What a difference.
What a difference.
What a difference a day made. What a difference a day made.
And the difference is you.
Interlude in which the difference of one day made could be a considerably longer lesson of time if you let it be. All right? What I did was step back and let you lead the way so that the actual passage of time between a past and a future reference is entirely different. Okay? Now, let's read just a little more about the miracle. Okay, since I came back, there's a different occupancy of the time that I'm actually in performing this. All right? This is called a miracle, incidentally. It's a course in the mind training of the healing of your body formulation that actually is occurring. And those of you who are letting it happen to you are going to be very surprised at the process by which you come to know this, okay? Now, you listen with me. Listen with me. If truth demanded they give up the world, it would appear to them as if it asked the sacrifice of something that is real. Many have chosen to renounce the world while still believing its reality, and they have suffered from a sense of loss and have not been released accordingly. Others have chosen nothing but the world, and they have suffered from a sense of loss still deeper, which they did not understand. You listen with me now. Between these paths, there's another road that leads away from loss of every kind. For sacrifice and deprivation, both are quickly left behind. This is the way appointed for you now. You walk this path as others walk, nor do you seem to be distinct from them, although you are indeed. Thus can you serve them while you serve yourself and set their footsteps on the way that God has opened up to you and them through you. Illusion still appears to cling to you that you may reach them. get her to step back. And it is not illusion that they hear you speak of, nor illusion that you bring their eyes to look on and their minds to grasp. Nor can the truth which walks ahead of you speak to them through illusions. For the road leads past illusion now. While on the way, you call to them that they may follow you. Look, all roads will lead to this one in the end. For sacrifice and deprivation are paths that lead nowhere. Choices for defeat and aims that will remain impossible. All this steps back as truth comes forth in you to lead your brothers from the way of death and set them on the way to happiness. Their suffering is but illusion, yet they need a guide to lead them out of it, for they mistake illusion for the truth. Such is salvation's call, and nothing more. It asks that you accept the truth and let it go before you, lighting up the path of ransom from illusion. It is not a ransom with a price. There is no cost but only gain. Illusions can but seem to hold and change the Holy Son of God. It is but from illusions he is saved. As they step back, he finds himself again. This is a new path.
Lonely time. In time.
Some of you are going to be very surprised.
Goes by so slowly, and time can do so much.
That's it. Be careful. Be careful. Don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of, the idea. What you do, you step back. And once you get accustomed to stepping back, you will not hesitate to do it, very simply because you actually want to escape from this world. You actually want to get out of what's been going on here. Can you see that reflection? I see some of you. We have guys taking pictures of this, and they're really enjoying the experience of walking on a little different path. And they're beginning to meet other people who are walking with them, right, in their own expectancy of life. You want to come here?
Yes.
I need your love. It's simpler than you think. But you have to decide that the power of your own mind to decide the outcome that you want is actually what we call here and now. Have you got it? It's not past. It wasn't 3 minutes ago or 30 seconds ago. Okay? And it's not going to be a time in the future. When it is, when you step back, all right, it's here and now. Walk safely now, yet carefully, because this path is new to you. And you may find that you're tempted still to walk ahead of truth and let illusions be your guide. Your holy brothers have been given you to follow in your footsteps as you walk with certainty of purpose to the truth. It goes before you now that they may see something with which they can identify, something they understand to lead the way. It goes before you right now, okay? You're at the journey's ending. Can you tell? If you kept stepping back, suddenly you find yourself surrounded by a light that allows you to leave the continuum in which you thought you were present, all right? Okay, listen, okay? Step back. Step back now. Yet at the journey's ending, there will be no gap and no distance between truth and you, and all illusions walking in the way you traveled will be gone from you as well, with nothing left to keep the truth apart from God's completion, holy as himself. Step back in faith and let truth lead the way. You know not where you go, but one who knows goes with you. Let him lead you with the rest. Listen, when dreams are over, time has closed the door on all the things that pass, and miracles are purposeless. The Holy Son of God will make no journeys. There will be no wish to be illusion rather than the truth. And we step forth toward this as we progress along the way that truth points out to us. This is our final journey, which we make for everyone. We must not lose the way. For as truth goes before us, so it goes before our brothers who have been following us. I'm going to give you a good demonstration of it. All right. In the idea of the miracle of what we read about a continuing alteration of yourself. Okay. In the idea of the miraculous conveyance of yourself. All right. That may well be possible for you too. All right. This is called a spontaneous regeneration of what appears to be your body formulation. All right? Now, most of you are now feeling surprises. Now, what happens is this. When you get off the path, all right, it will seem natural to you that the guy has another body out there that's different than yours. Now, what you have to remember is this. The body of the reflection of light you're getting is actually a constriction of how you're seeing him within your own mind. In other words, the concept that you have of him is only in you, all right? That's why when you begin to walk the new path, you discover the others who are walking it with you, all right? And they're in a different continuum of time, okay? Now, you listen with me. We're going to read together the idea of the healing process that's possible for you, and the idea that since we began this program, all right, over 200 years have passed because you've altered your association of body form. Now, am I demonstrating a new path to you? Sure. What do? I come and I say, wait just a minute. Do Don't be so anxious to plan for when you're going to be 50 or 60. Don't be so anxious to look into the future based on your old reference. Don't do that. Don't do that. All it can possibly lead you are constrictions of what you think you look like within this body formulation. Within this body formulation. Okay? Listen. There's a bright reflection. Hey, for a moment you lost your fear. Say to me, I don't think I'm going to do this anymore. Say that to me. No. What you're going to do is lose all of the memories that you had for next week, next year, 1,000 years from now, because you're going to come into a now situation where you'll be able to escape out into the galaxy. Now, I'm going to make you listen to the idea of the re-identification, okay, of the reflection, of the symbolization of the light, which will let you see that. Listen with me. Listen. Spontaneous remission is the spontaneous admission that you are not what a sick and dying body is, but perfect as God created you. Look at the body is a product of your unreal conceptual self-identity. Since you are causeless, the body has no causation. It can be neither sick nor well, nor live nor die. Sickness is a decision you have made. It is the mind and not the body that is sick. The resistance to recognizing this is enormous because the existence of the world as you perceive it depends on the body being the decision maker. At no time is the body real at all. It is always remembered or anticipated, but never experienced just now. I want to be sure you got that. Okay, at no single moment is your body real at all. It's always either remembered or anticipated. Now, what I did just then, and I showed you in the idea of stepping back, that I have a memory of being a body, which I have projected into the future in anticipation. Actually, the now that I'm actually representing will be between the idea that I brought here and where I intend to take it as a body. In effect, what I'm saying is that no single moment does your body exist at all. It's not going to be sick, it's not going to get old, and it's not going to die. It's not going to be anything except a space between what you thought you were and what you actually were. I'm going to demonstrate it to you in just a moment, okay? Huh? Listen a little more with me. Remember, at no time is the body real at all. It's always remembered or anticipated, but never experienced just now. The body's health is fully guaranteed because it is not limited by time, by weather, or by fatigue, by food or drink, or any laws that you made it serve before you came into this new sequence. You need do nothing now to make it well, for sickness has become impossible. As long as your brother consents to suffer, you will be unhealed. Now, the reason you're going to be unhealed is simply because the thoughts you're having about him, while you may say, I'm well, you're going to let him be sick because you're sick in your own mind. Actually, the only one who can really be well is the totality of you and the recognition that you're not a body and that you're free and that you're still as God created you. Okay? Have you got it? I'm going to demonstrate it to you in just a moment. What I want you to see is cellularly, within your body association, I can formulate for you a hologram of light that will let you come into a place where you don't pay any attention to your body. Remember, your mind is determined that you're going to be a body. So you become a body and you work on the idea that you're not a body, all right? Now, the song that you're listening to now says very simply, when you thought about it, you thought about it, okay? Now, I'm going to play it for you simply because it's one of my favorite songs. And what it says is you're going to want to hear, very simply because instead of offering you a solution, I tell you, don't look for a solution. Let's you and I, in the memories of ourself, be what we can be without the notation.
Though I know that we meet every night, and we couldn't have changed since the last time.
Okay.
To my joy and delight, it's a new kind of love at first sight. Though it's you and it's I all the time, every meeting's a marvelous pastime.
You know, you were intentionally picked for this job, to be here at this time.
I greet you with a song in my heart. I behold your adorable face, just a song at the start. But it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells that you're standing near.
That's it. I'm looking directly at
that
you.
That a song such as ours came to be, but I always knew
I can live life through. Guys?
I would live life through with a song.
Those who are suddenly appearing, okay, there's a moment of surprise connected to it, okay? We need just to read a little bit more. Watch, we're going to alternate the association of what you think is your location to show you the entirety that you step back and you found a new way where you're not going to be a body, but you're going to rejuvenate it. Listen. You remember, you're suffering from the disease of projected self-identification. All you need do is rise up and say, I have no use for this. And there is no form of sickness that would not be cured at once. Listen, the world changes as you change your mind. Those who are healed become the instruments of healing. Nor does time actually elapse between the instant they are healed and all the grace of healing it is given them to give. You listen with me, don't allow your brother to be sick. For if he is, you have abandoned him to his own dream. by sharing it with Him. Healing is communication. Only minds communicate, bodies do not. Recognize that sickness is of the mind and has nothing at all to do with the body. What does this recognition cost? It costs you the whole world that you see. Now, as you let yourself be healed, all right, you see all around you those who are going to be healed with you because you step back. Does this involve mind training? Does this involve the idea that the process of the concept of yourself, okay, can be changed by you because you cannot not believe that the concept of yourself is real? And if the concept of yourself is real, you believe that somebody else also has a concept of themselves. Now, the healing process that I'm about to demonstrate to you is very simply this. As you're healed, all right, you suddenly get a different vision of the idea of what you want to see. This is called miraculous healing. Am I performing it now? Yes, sir. Yeah. Are you this 80-year-old guy that said on the first tape that you're going to be a different figure? I'm actually not. What I'm demonstrating to you is a process by which you and I can exchange, here, I'm going to take this, the idea that whatever you intend to be, you're going to be, all right? Now, I want you to enjoy the idea that you step back. That was the beginning of this. That's a reflection of light that you're getting is the miraculous re-identification of the resurrection of your body. Watch me. Here I am. Now I'm gone. Now, the idea that you're gone, you say, well, I'm not gone. I'm still here. No, you're not. No, you're not. You practice the idea that you were successful at it, and there's no way you can make a comparison very simply because you decided to watch this tape. And since you're watching this idea, you must have been successful somewhere within the framework of yourself. 1,000 years from now, we'll still be over because all of it is happening now. All of it.